This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The Coast Guard says sonars detected underwater noises during the search for a submersible that vanished while taking five people down to the wreck of the Titanic. But the mini sub still hasn't been found. BBC correspondent Namya Iqbal is in St. John's, Newfoundland.
The Titanic wreckage is about 400 miles off the coast of Newfoundland here. The wreckage is deep right down in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. The area that they're searching is 70 miles wide. And so, you know, these are really, really hard conditions that they're working in.
President Biden referred to Chinese President Xi Jinping as a dictator when talking about the suspected Chinese spy balloon that flew over U.S. airspace in February. Mr. Biden said it was, quote, a great embarrassment for dictators when they didn't know what happened. The comments came a day after Secretary of State Blinken met Xi on a trip to China that was aimed at easing tensions between the countries. Is your child happy? CBS's Naomi Ruckham on just how important that is.
A happy childhood can lead to a healthy life. That's according to a new study published in Pediatrics that finds nurturing relationships and environments during childhood are linked to improved physical and mental health as adults. Researchers say parents and caregivers should try to limit stressful situations for children as much as possible before they reach adulthood.
If you weren't thrilled with the weather yesterday, it's going to be pretty much the same today. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The pattern is stuck coast to coast. It is a prolonged June gloom in LA and Southern California. It's a prolonged heat wave in Texas, and it's prolonged rain in the southeastern Carolinas.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the portion of I-95 that collapsed is opening again.
The totality of the weight from the barriers will be about 400,000 pounds. Far in excess of any truck that will traverse the new structure.
The highway's been closed ever since a gas truck flipped, burst into flames, and melted the roadway. A new electric vehicle company will use Tesla's charging network. WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert with details.
Tesla had once been the only car maker to use what's called the North American Charging Standard. It's quickly being joined by others, first Ford, then GM, now Rivian. Other car companies are also considering the change, which could end up making Tesla's charging system the new industry standard.
And this means there are more than 12,000 Tesla superchargers across the U.S. and Canada that Rivian cars will be able to use. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Have you ever walked away from more money? Promotion, like you turned down a promotion because of why? You turned down a new job. You left a lucrative industry to find a more fulfilling one. Have you ever turned down more money? And if so, why? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I'm interested because I don't think many of us ever get the opportunity to make this much money to walk away from. But I've been sitting on this question for a couple weeks now since Argentinian superstar Lionel Messi named the world's best male soccer player a record 7 times. We watched him finally win his first World Cup last year in the story, you know, and now like the most, I think he's the most followed person on Instagram, and just he has an insane fan base. But he announced earlier this month that he would join Major League Soccer's Inter Miami club and turn down an offer from the Saudi Arabian club, which reportedly would have paid him more than $400 million annually. I'll say that again. The Saudi Arabian club was going to pay him $400 million annually. So he turned down like a $1.6 billion 4-year deal to play in Miami at the club where David Beckham is one of the owners. And granted, listen, he's still making a lot with his package in with the Major League Soccer. I think it's going to be about $50 to $60 million per year when averaged out. But $50 to $60 million is very different than $400 million.
Yes, that
I know both are a little hard to like wrap your brain around when you're making less than 6 figures, but like both are a lot of money. But it just caused me to think as like, what was his other things that he was thinking about? Because obviously it was more than just money. And so for all of us, I was just interested in like, have you ever turned down more money? And what was the reason? 844-967-2789.
We have Rob, our friend from Port Edwards, on the line. Hey, Rob, how are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you, ladies, for taking my call. And I have 3 distinct different occasions where I turned down pretty good job opportunities. The very first one was probably 30 years ago. I was solicited to interview for a general manager position in Baraboo for the Sunbeam Corporation. They made beautiful outdoor patio furniture at this facility. But the gentleman interviewing me was ad hoc general manager, and he had a very thick Tennessee brogue, and he mentioned that they had a plant in Tennessee. And I thought, okay. Well, then I looked around the plant and everything was what's called slab set, meaning it was a great big balloon steel Butler building, concrete slab, but everything was just set down and anchored with no real infrastructure, no real foundations. And I thought, this might not stay here. This might end up going to Tennessee. Sure enough, if you went to Baraboo right now, you would never, if you'd ask anybody in town, where was the Sunbeam plant? They'd all look at you like, you know, what are you talking about? Hmm. It went within months after I turned the job down.
Wow.
The second opportunity was where I was in management for the sewage district in Milwaukee at Jones Island. And a private firm was wooing me. They actually took me to the Packer playoffs at Lambeau Field. And nice folks, nothing wrong with them. But I thought, you know, I'm going to be, in essence, like a Washington lobbyist. I'm coming out of government and going into a private firm. And I know it sounds a little dorky, but I thought maybe that's right. And so even though it was quite lucrative, I thought, no, this probably isn't a good thing to do. I need to get away from government for a while before I go work for a firm dealing directly with the municipality. And the last one was where I was offered an opportunity to work for one of the top flight ethanol producers. And I had really sat down in earnest. They were throwing new money in a pickup truck to have me take this opportunity. But two things held me up. And the biggest was my family. They did not want to move back to Iowa. Mm. We had lived there before. And the other was ethanol without the subsidies is not sustainable. And, and you can get all sorts of efficiencies. And I thought, no, this does not make sense. And so I turned them down. And I don't look back on any of
those. I was going to say, any regrets?
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. None. Zero.
None.
I did the right thing, I believe, in all three cases.
That's awesome, Rob.
That's awesome, Rob. Thanks so much for the call.
Have a great day.
We're asking you if you've ever walked away from more money. And if so, why? 844-967-2789. And we're talking about this. It's kind of old news, but I've been sitting on it waiting for a time to talk about it because I'm sure he has lots of good reasons, but Argentinian superstar Lionel Messi, when he turned down $400 million
a year to play
in Saudi Arabia and is instead going to make, you know, a
lesser,
you know, 50 to 60 million in Miami. But still, I mean, that's a big difference. And so it just got me thinking about the different, like, money isn't everything. And it certainly isn't everything to everybody. And this is the other factors that come into play when you're like, this would be great to make this much money, but at what cost? So 844-967-2789. Have you ever made that trade-off of taking either a job or an industry that you know the cap is much lower, or turn down a promotion because you're like, this is going to be more work than I want to do, or it's a type of work that I don't want to do at all? I know for me, I mean, I left tech, right? Like, I left tech because it was like, this is soul, for me, this was soul sucking.
And you made a decent living.
Yes, I would have. Had I stayed in tech, I would be making a lot more money than I currently make, as far as even as a director role from at a pretty young age when I'd only been working for 4 or 5 years at that point, I was making a fair amount of money. And then you add on top of that with tech, like you get equity at each place you go to, and then all of a sudden you get at the right spot that goes public or gets bought, and that equity that they gave you, even if it was, you know, not founder type equity, but enough that you were early stage. Like, I have some friends who just are set, right? And it's not because they're talented and they're smart, but it's just like, they just are in the right industry where, like, all of a sudden you get paid in stock, right? And you just get set up. But for me, I did not want to do that. And so I certainly have not that kind of trade-off, but I'm similar to Rob. Like, I don't really look back at all and be like, man, if I had only stuck with tech.
Right. I'd be, like, so happy today.
I'd be so set. And, like, I don't think about it like that at all.
For my own experience, thinking about this as we've been talking about it, when I got out of broadcasting school and I was interviewing for my very first job. And I interviewed in New Ulm, Minnesota, Botno, North Dakota, and Marshfield, Wisconsin. And okay. The job in Marshfield offered the most money. But during the interview process, the program director brings me into the general manager's office. The general manager is sitting behind his big desk. I'm in the chair in front of the desk. The program director is sitting on a couch behind me.
Okay.
And all I could think of was, are you doing like weird hand signals to him while he's interviewing me that I can't see?
Who, that's so weird.
It was so odd. It just freaked me out. And ultimately, that's why I didn't take that job. It's like, this has given me some weird vibes, man. I don't like this. I don't feel good about it. It's creepy. Who does that?
That's a good reason too. It's like, I didn't take a job that would have paid a lot because I didn't like the boss. I didn't like the leadership.
Just got an odd feeling.
Yeah. And it's just because it just goes to show you, you know, money is not everything. It's certainly,
sure,
for
helps.
Some people it really is, but I think for a lot of people, there is way more that goes into a decision than just what you're going to be paid. But would love to hear from you if you've ever walked away for more money, and if so, why? 844-967-2789.
We have a text from the 414. I turned down a job that paid $20,000 more with a firm that had shaky ethics because a mentor, ooh, I trusted said, quote, at the end of the day, all you have is your integrity, unquote. Good words to live by.
Yeah, that is like a flashback to, I think I've told this story before, but when I was I was still in LA. It was 2006, 2007. And my group of friends were all older than me. Like I was 19, 20. And then I ended up transferring and moving north to finish school. But that group of friends in LA had all already graduated. And I remember one of our guy friends, now looking back at it, was working in some shady, like, mortgage situation.
Uh-oh.
And another one of our friends, I remember her talking to him about it and her being very upset because she worked for like a legitimate bank that actually like did their due diligence when giving out loans. And our friend at the time was like telling her all about it. And she was just like, red flag, red flag, red flag. And then fast forward a year later.
Kaboom.
Kaboom. And so the types of characters who were taking jobs where they could just make a lot of money, but we were like, oh, you were like one of the puzzle pieces in like the downfall of the economy.
That helped to crash our economy.
You made some money that year, though.
Well done.
So yes, have you ever walked away for more money, like Lionel Messi? No, not that much money, but any more money, $20,000, $10,000, turn down something where you would have made more, but for some reason, another reason, it just didn't feel right. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No weather concerns in the overnight. Clear skies at 60 degrees. Light southeast winds. As we head into Wednesday, sunshine for the first day of summer. The high, 90 degrees. Pretty close to that on Thursday, once again, with a ton of sunshine across the area. Right now, it's 67.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA. All I want to do is have a little fun before.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we still have a pair of Brewers tickets to give away. So if you would like to go to the Brewers game
tomorrow
at 1:10, they are hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks this week. And so we have another pair of tickets to give away. So if you would like to give us a call right now, 844-967-2789. Jane will take your information and you will be on your way to enjoy the sunshine for an afternoon Brewers game tomorrow.
Are we still in first place?
I have no idea. This is why I like baseball. I like going to games. These seasons are long and hard to keep track of as far as like, it's like, oh, like we're not even, where are we halfway through the season now?
Not quite. I don't
not
think.
Quite. And so the ups and downs, although I feel like it's the easiest to do with football because there's the least amount of games. And each game really feels like it matters.
Sure.
But even even the NBA has, there's so many games in a season to just be like, the updates is like how money, besides injuries or upsets, you're like, is this news?
You're first. No, you're
news,
third.
Is this news for like anyone who doesn't just like live and breathe Brewers? But anyways, it's still very fun to go to a game.
Yes.
And so if you would like to go to a game, give us a call right now. 844-967-2789. First caller will get to go to the game tomorrow. And just as a reminder that these tickets are brought to you by Civic Media's flagship Brewer station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, which you can hear throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the Brewers on WRCE, News from the Center, in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM.
Can we talk up our new fabulous Civic Media app, by the way, now that it's been,
sure,
it's been upgraded to my lesser Android phone.
So now you've actually have experienced it.
I've got the new one and it is pretty darn cool.
It is pretty darn cool. And yeah, so if you have not downloaded, well, first you might've had the app before, so you should check to see if it's updated automatically. If it is not updated automatically, just delete the app and re-download it. But if you've not downloaded the app yet, I would argue that this is the best way to listen to Civic Media because you can get all of the stations on one app. You don't have to be next to your radio. You can hear, you can take it with you whenever. And it's just very intuitive as far as the ability to click around, see each show, see what's happening. When you also open it, like if you go into each station, you can easily call the station or text the station that you're listening to. It looks really pretty. So yes, I would highly, highly, highly recommend downloading the new Civic Media app, which you can do at any of your app stores. So whether you have an Apple or a Android, it is very easy to go download it and take us with you wherever you go. And I think eventually, it's not there yet, but I think eventually on the app, you're also going to be able to get the podcasts from there. So right now, when you're on, you can just, you listen to whatever's live on each station, But I'm pretty sure that eventually we're going to add the functionality to also be able to go hear the recordings from your favorite show, which is obviously As Goes Wisconsin.
Well, naturally. We have Chris from Janesville on the phone, wants to check in about, have you ever turned down a job that offered you more money? Hey, Chris, what do you think?
Well, so I went from being a general manager of a store, and I got recruited to another store, and they promised more money, and it will be eventually more money. But luckily for me, I was raised by a wise man who said, if you're not happy, you shouldn't be there. So I accepted a job today that is quite a bit less money. It's not like $400 million kind of money.
I don't know. I don't know how many jobs in Wisconsin pay $400 million a year.
But
you said you accepted today?
Just about an hour and a half ago.
Congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thank you. The benefit is that I don't have to drive 40 minutes to work. I get to only drive 7 minutes to work. And I get to be in my element where I'm around people all the time. So
That's awesome, great. Chris.
That's awesome. And it's awesome that you could recognize that as far as what the value to your life of like not having the commute, working with people you like, working with people instead of remotely. And I think like that's what I always think as you get older and you're deciding like what fits my life best as we learn what we like and what we don't like, which is, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Who said I was older? That's kind of rude.
I just assume as you take more jobs, I would consider myself older in the working place at the ripe age of 37 as of Sunday. As far as like, you get more experience and you know what you like and you don't like. And sorry, was that a bad assumption? Okay, are you not old?
So I do want to give you guys a shout out. I listen to Everything Civic Media all the time.
Oh, and that's great.
My wife and I were coming back from our 25th wedding anniversary trip. And it was the first time I got her to listen to your guys' show.
Oh, so, what were the reviews?
She doesn't like to talk politics, but when we got out of the car, when we got home, she said, okay, that's a good show.
Yay, a convert. Thank you so much, Chris. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, we still got those Brewers tickets for anyone who would like to call at the bottom of the hour break, 844-967-2789 for the Arizona Diamondbacks game tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. Give us a call for those tickets. And then when we come back, we're actually going to be talking to the CEO of Versity and Dr. Michael Dinginger about the expansion of Versity Blood Research Institute and what the economic impact of that could be for our state. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. No sign of the submersible that went missing during a trip to see the wreck of the Titanic. But the Coast Guard says sonars have detected some underwater noises in the search area in the Atlantic Ocean. G. Michael Harris has led expeditions to the site.
We only have a 3-month weather window where the seas are calm enough to actually be out there and able to dive, which right now it's really early in the season. So I'm not sure, you know, why OceanGate went out this soon.
Excessive heat is blanketing several states. This man lives in Louisiana.
This heat convinces me that I must go to heaven. I have to.
Good news from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
I can confidently state right here, right now, the traffic will be flowing here on I-95 this weekend.
The roadway collapsed earlier this month when a gas truck flipped over and exploded. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
I mean, on TuneIn.
One, two, three.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like one, two, three.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And did we have a winner?
We did. Congratulations to Chad Britsky. He is going to be heading to the Brewers game. He picked up a bunch of tickets, so he is heading to AmFam Field tomorrow. It is going to be an unbelievably gorgeous day.
What is the temperature for tomorrow?
I think it's going to be just like today. We really haven't.
I have not been outside yet today. That is my exciting thing to do this afternoon, is take my dog for a long walk and enjoy. We ate dinner outside last night on our patio, and I was like, oh, it feels like summer. This is the best.
Yeah, it really does. It feels like we have finally arrived. We have finally arrived.
It certainly does. And so I will say, I wanted to talk about this if we had gotten to the good, the bad, and the inconvenient, I think was the headlines I had chosen today for the first hour, but I went down to Juneteenth yesterday and it was packed. So I got home after the show and, you know, a couple years, I think 2 years ago when we went, we had taken our dog. It was like no issue whatsoever. And this year I was like, all right, Mike was busy. I was like, I'll just go down, assuming that I was going to know people at different booths and stuff like that. And I got there at like 2:30, 2:45. And there was thousands of people there. And it was really hot. And it was great. Like, it was lively. It was fun. I didn't really run into that many people that I knew because I was like, it was so many people that having my dog there, I was like, I don't know if this is the best idea. And so I was just, I just want to touch on this because I think it's unfortunately the news that came out of Juneteenth yesterday, which was that there was a shooting. And the shooting happened after Juneteenth was already over. Juneteenth officially, like the block party ended at 4. This happened at 4:20. And it's obviously, it's so infuriating for a lot of reasons. It's also like you pray that everybody is okay. And it sounds like everyone is, but it's just, you know, the fact that this kid was just walking around Juneteenth with a gun. And, you know, I looked at my friend Ray Hill, who was on the show last week talking about Juneteenth and all of the work that she and her cohorts do to improve that district. And it was such a positive, great day to end like that. And I just wanted to share what she shared on her Instagram story that like obviously was just out of frustration. And she just said, praying for all those impacted. Does anyone else feel embarrassed, frustrated, and tired of the unnecessary violence initiated by the inability to communicate differently or de-escalate situations? As much positive development and activity that takes place in the area, it doesn't overshadow the realities of what we are facing as a city. And it's just, it's so true, right? Like, I know so many people who are working in that area and so many people who are working towards making things better. And like Camp Rise started today. And so, yeah, so I just wanted to acknowledge that. But now we have a guest. And so I was excited to talk more about this because I don't think we necessarily think about how much blood research does.
We just lost him.
Oh, we just lost him. Oh, I think he joined the StreamYard. There we go. Chris. So we're talking to Chris Miskell, who is the Versity president and CEO. And I'm excited to talk to you because I didn't realize that the Versity Blood Research Institute is like a national leader in blood research.
Good afternoon. And thank you for allowing us to join. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
I can.
Yeah. So the good news for me is I can brag about this organization because leaders before me made it what it is today. And you're right, the legacy in blood research goes back for decades and was built on the back of some really great pioneers in blood research that created a collaborative environment for research and were able to attract some of the best in the world.
And so because I think most people, when they see diversity, logo, like I know it, like the last time it was like at a blood donation, a blood drive. I tell this story a lot. You know that you're competitive when you get there and you hear that there's a contest of who can fill their bag the fastest. And I won for the day. But you know, you think about the blood drives, but you don't necessarily always, and you think about it, obviously goes to, you give blood to people, but you don't think about the research side of it. And so what should people know about like what kind of research is actually being done? What does sometimes your blood donation go to as far as like scientific advancements?
Sure. Well, and there's a little bit of a discrepancy. So we have 5 service lines, and collecting, processing, and distributing blood to all of the hospitals in Southeast Wisconsin, as well as another couple hundred across the Midwest, that's a core part of what we do. The Research Institute is separate and runs research in collaboration on the academic medical campus there where Frederick and MCW are. But that research touches all things blood. So anything from heart disease and strokes, different kinds of bleeding and clotting disorders, some immunology, the immune response that's happening in the blood. Our new scientific officer, Mike Deininger, actually is a world expert in leukemia. So we're starting to do even more leukemia research than we have previously. But blood touches everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty inspiring for me to see what these world-renowned scientists have dedicated their lives to, because it doesn't happen overnight, but over time they're solving these complex problems that can really change human health.
And you guys just had some good news, because there is a huge expansion that is planned, and there's actually some backing from the government as far as helping that happen. So what can you tell us about the expansion?
It's really exciting. So we've got about 90,000 square feet currently on Watertown Plank in TOSA. The expansion would be for an additional 65,000 square feet. We're nearing capacity of our existing space. We've got about 25 investigators, scientists there, with obviously their very active labs that are a part of that. And I think that the state was inspired by the opportunity for us to continue on with more great scientific discovery. And so the Joint Finance Commission has put $10 million in as an earmark for us to help with the expansion. When we put the submission in, we had targeted the expansion at about $63 million. So it goes a nice way towards getting us toward that. And then we'll have to supplement that with some philanthropy and other sources to make sure that we can execute on time. But it's exciting because we're going from 90,000 square feet to 155,000 with this expansion.
That's huge. We're talking to the Diversity President and CEO, Chris Miskell, and also Dr. Michael Deininger just joined us as well. How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
I'm great. And so I guess with the expansion, obviously there is parts of like the bigger facility, but also how will the expansion impact the areas of research?
Well, you know, I think it's going to put us on a different level, quite frankly. We'll be able to do a lot more research in areas like blood cancer, new therapies using the body's own immune system. Also continue what we are known for, but I think this is going to be an opportunity to bring everything together that has to do with blood, how it functions in health and disease. And so I think this is a really unique opportunity, and there's so much happening in medicine at this point. So this expansion will allow us to really play a major part in that, and really allow Wisconsin to play a major part in that, because some people say this is the best kept secret of all. The BRI Blood Research Institute has been here for more than seven decades and has made major contributions to how we treat disease, how we think about disease, blood disease, but literally all over medicine. And now I think we're going to be going to the next level.
I think the connection with your mic is a little off, Dr. Deininger. Sorry, it's a little staticky. But Chris, as far as the economic impact that this could mean for the state, the goal of attracting highly paid jobs, or like, what does this mean as far as, it's obviously there's a huge amount of research that can go into this and like things that we're proud of as far as coming out of Wisconsin, but also just what does that mean for like our economy?
Yeah, there are incredible benefits to the state economy. And so I think that's part of what the state saw in the $10 million earmark here. But the economic prosperity piece is real. Over a 30-year period, we've modeled that it would be $19 million in state tax revenue.
Oh, wow.
As well as a $580 million overall economic impact. And there are lots of things that go into that. Everything from the construction up front, to then bringing more federal dollars. We think that the state grant will start to unlock more federal dollars as well. So the idea is that we would get an additional $14 million annually in grant funding. And our researchers are, 95% of them are NIH funded. So the research that they're doing is validated at the highest of level. Of levels. We get the most NIH funding per investigator of any research organization in the state of Wisconsin. So we're proud of that. So our researchers are, they're great at what they do. They're great at getting funding. And with the expansion and bringing in another 10 to 15 investigators and their labs, you get towards about 100 jobs. And so these are high paying jobs where people are coming You know, from out of the state. Dr. Deininger came from out of the state. We'd recruited someone from Harvard about 5 years ago. A couple of years ago, we got someone from Canada. So these folks are coming from outside of the state. They're bringing their families. In some cases, they're bringing their labs with them. And that has a great flow-on effect for the economy.
Chris, what kind of background do I need if I would want to go into that kind of work? Obviously, it has to be more than just, I enjoy playing with test tubes.
Well, this is one where Dr. Deininger may be able to answer this one. Most of our scientists are PhDs, but Mike, maybe do you want to take the question on what the background of your folks?
I mean, most people having labs here are trained in biology. There's some people who have a medical background, like myself. So I'm trained as a physician. I still see patients. Some people are trained in bioengineering. So I think it sort of reflects how science has evolved. So it's a lot of about collaboration. You bring different types of experience of expertise to the table to make big things happen.
And so the last question I have, which is a little bit of a political one, but as either of you can answer, but as far as we track on this show fairly closely what's happening in the Capitol and what's getting backing for funding and what's not. And so the fact that the Joint Finance Committee is giving you guys the $10 million grant, like, what do you think it is about this project and this expansion that both on the side of Governor Evers and on the Republican side of the Joint Finance Committee being like, this is important, we're actually going to fund this?
Yeah, I think it's the impact on Milwaukee's reputation nationally to say that these exceptional discoveries that are going to impact human health are happening right here in Milwaukee and in the state of Wisconsin. And they're impacting people not just in our state, but across the country and across the world. So that's the first piece. And we have discoveries over the years that fit in that genre. So we've got the credibility to say we've done it before and we'll do it again. But then I think the other big piece is the economic prosperity. We had some elected officials tour the building. I think once they saw what we do and how we do it, they were really inspired and impressed by what that looks like. And so the economic piece is, oh yeah, that piece is nice, but really the impact on human health gets people really inspired.
Well, that is very cool. It's always fun to celebrate the good things that are happening that don't necessarily make the splashy headlines beside that are like still innovative and breaking through and scientifically in Wisconsin. So we're so excited to have this happen and I'm so happy to have you guys on the show today.
And go give blood.
And go give blood.
Please,
yes.
Please, everyone, yes. Go give blood.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. All right. We're going to take
you.
One more.
Thank have you. Have a great week.
You too. We're going to take one more break and then wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You can count on me, 'cause I can count on you.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No weather concerns in the overnight. Clear skies at 60 degrees, light southeast winds. As we head into Wednesday, sunshine for the first day of summer, the high 90 degrees, pretty close to that on Thursday, once again with a ton of sunshine across the area. It's 66 at our studios.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She's Jane Madner. What song were we just listening to, Jane?
Okay, I was going to use this for the previous segment with our guests from Versity, and I couldn't find any good songs about blood that weren't awful. So okay. The band is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, it was like bluegrass?
Kind of a little mishmash.
All right.
The classic group.
Classic group. So I saw this. I'm assuming you're not a pickleball player yet.
Not yet.
Do you have interest?
Not really. You know, I'm not competitive that way. It's like, okay, you win. Go ahead.
But just like for the fun of it, like you're just, cause I guess you're the one who also does not play board games at like functions, right?
If I can at all avoid it, except for Scrabble.
So Scrabble you like, yes. But like any other game at a house party, you're like, I'm not playing.
Don't make me do that.
It's kind of surprising because I feel like it surprises me that you're not somewhat competitive because you are like, you have a little bit of a vindictive streak.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question.
And I feel like sometimes that with competition, like those two things kind of go hand in hand sometimes. Maybe not. Maybe that's a bad assumption. But there's a part of me that I feel like you would like to win.
Absolutely. But it's more about vindication. Being vindicated that, gee, you were right about that. And, oh, look, you were right about that. And, oh, my gosh, it turns out you were right about that, too.
So it's more about being right than winning.
Yes.
Even though those two things can
overlap. Can be the same. Yeah.
Well, anyways, I would like to get more into pickleball because it feels like it's a good enough exercise without tennis and having to run everywhere. And like it feels like the barrier to be good enough instead of always hitting the net with tennis as you're trying to get better is like, all right, this it can be fun quickly.
You can suck less.
I think there's certain... Yes. Like, I think there's certain sports, like there's a 0% chance I am going to pick up surfing at this point in my life. Not only because, you know, I have zero interest in surfing in Sheboygan in December, but also just what I've been told is like to get good at surfing, like it takes you getting your butt kicked for like 6 months.
At least.
And it's like kind of how I feel about skiing and snowboarding. It's like, I'm fine, but like, I'm not good enough for it to be fun. And like the financial and time investment to like get good enough is like, do I really want to do that? So pickleball feels like one of those things where you can pick up and it's fun quickly.
Sure.
But apparently there is a new racket sport, not new, but it would be new in the US that is already played at least in 90 countries. And it's starting to gain a little attention in the US. And I think it's pronounced paddle. It's PADEL. And so it's been picking up steam internationally for years, and it's now gaining attention here. So it's not tennis, squash, racquetball, or pickleball. It's paddle or padel. It's either padel or paddle. Paddle, I think, feel like it's too obvious because it is played with a paddle.
Right.
But it's played 2-on-2. All serves are underhand, and players can use the turf court. And also there's glass walls. So it's like a little bit more like squash and racquetball where you can use the walls around you as well. There's not a stringed racket. I think it's more of like an actual paddle. And the walls you can use, and it is played with a net. And so I don't know, maybe there'll be a new craze, because obviously pickleball has really taken over everybody's, like, it's like people are, I saw a headline the other day that people are like taking, like planning their vacations around whether or not there's going to be a pickleball court.
Oh my goodness. And the seniors and the pickleball playing seniors have been taking over playgrounds around the country.
Oh yeah. I mean, pickleball, and it gets intense. I remember the first really only time I played was at the Y in Wisconsin Rapids, because my dad plays a lot. And it was around either Thanksgiving or Christmas, and it was my brother, Michael, and I, and he, like, we were on the court too long because he was trying to teach us. And so you're supposed to be like one game and done. So like people can rotate through during the open court time. And we got very scolded by a man who was very angry that we had played more than one game on the court. And so the level of intensity was certainly high. And so we learned that people take their pickleball very seriously, which is so funny to me with a name like pickleball, how you can take anything that has to do with it that seriously. Well, that's just me.
Will we have professional pickleball teams someday?
Probably. There's certainly amateur leagues. You know what we watched? We were watching, I think, when this was a while ago. And of course, I was like, I texted my dad and I said, are you watching this? He goes, of course. It was like Andy Roddick, John McEnroe, and two other like famous ex-tennis players who were playing two-on-two pickleball, and it was being televised.
Oh my.
This was like a couple months ago that I was like, we're at this level now that we have like ex-tennis pros, like some of the most famous, like playing pickleball and it being like a televised event.
And so can you explain to me just briefly how pickleball differs from tennis?
It's a smaller court.
Okay.
I think the rules as far as it's like the thing, Milwaukee already has a professional team, I guess. William Steinecke has just said the Milwaukee Mashers, Major League Pickleball and the PPA. So there's your question.
Okay.
I have not played enough to be able to explain why it's different. I haven't played enough tennis or pickleball to be able to answer that question. If you would be able to answer that question, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. But I think it's smaller. The court is smaller.
Less running.
So there's less running in between. A lot of times you play two-on-two, but you can play one-on-one. There's something with like the first underhand, first pit, the serve is underhand, but then you can pit. I don't know. That's as much as I got.
Okay.
Jane, that's as much as I got.
I'm with you so far.
All right. Well, that will about do it for us today. Very fun show as far as the engagement from all of you. We love getting your texts. We love getting your calls. We're always open to suggestions for topics that we should talk about or guests that we should have on. So you can send that to us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Make sure to follow us across social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. I'm going to go try to make some TikToks this afternoon because my list of ideas of everything that's been going on in Madison is long. But as for now, we will wrap up today's show. Come back again tomorrow at 10 a.m. when we will do it all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. And when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on, to carry on. This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom. Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is,
you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad.